NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The murder case against Otero County Sheriff's Deputy Jacob Diaz Austin will proceed. Diaz Austin was charged with first-degree murder on January 14th for the killing of 17-year-old Elijah Hadley, an enrolled member of the Mescalero Apache tribe. Investigators said Diaz Austin, 28, shot Hadley multiple times during a traffic stop on June 24th in 2024 after the deputy responded to a call for a welfare check at about 10:45 p.m. on U.S. Highway 70. District Court Judge Angie Schneider ruled there was enough evidence to bring probable cause for charging Diaz Austin with first-degree murder, and the case will proceed. A date for future hearings has not yet been set. And with less than a week left in the 60-day legislative session, House Republicans sounded the alarm last week on what they characterized as Democrats in action on crime-fighting bills and other legislation New Mexicans have been demanding. More than anything, House Republicans focused on crime, including the House Consumer and Public Affairs Committee's vote last week to table House Bill 134, which would implement harsher penalties for juvenile offenders. House Speaker Javier Martinez of Albuquerque said he disagrees. He pointed to multiple bills the House has passed to improve affordability and health care in New Mexico, both in the current session and in the past. And Christus Health announced the upcoming retirement of Jim Heckert, the chief executive officer for Christus Southern New Mexico, formerly Gerald Champion Regional Medical Center. Heckert will step down on March 31st after more than 17 years of service in Alamogordo and 47 years in the hospital and healthcare industry. Reuben Murray, a seasoned financial and healthcare executive, has been named interim CEO. He has served as the chief financial officer for Christus St. Vincent Healthcare Systems in Santa Fe since 2019, where he led financial oversight and operational improvements to drive strategic growth. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.